I have a little question, because I meant to ask Dell about this, but you're equally good of a guy to ask about this, and the two of you are about as good at dealing with, put these nice bass runs. What are you trying to say? Bass runs on the guitar. And so clear, and really part of the music, in not just a exactly a backup thing, but it almost sounds like it goes right with your singing. And both of you are so good at that. Could you show a little bit of that, or talk about it just a bit, and then can you do that?
Yeah, I'll just say one thing is that Charles Sawtelle said that there were three kinds of runs. One was the the comma, which is like, you know, you're singing. Excuse me, I seem to really have some dust in my. It might be these rugs here, man.
Yeah. Here's some more water.
So like a in long about round up time in Texas where I'd rest, comma.
That's a comma. Not done with a sentence yet.
No, yeah, comma, along, it's like, you know, a little clause, I left a friend in a pal, boys, laid him down to rest, semicolon. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So that's the set of period?
And then at the end, you know, see, the semicolon, I mean, the comma is just a little, it's all out of G, this particular stuff is all out of G. G position in B. Which is the flatted minor third of the fourth of them. Somewhere up there. So the comma, yeah, the comma is just a little, or maybe even, but not a whole lot of run involved in it. Just, this is working the G run, basically. We'll get into that. Get along about roundup time in Texas where I'd always come on. I left a friend in a pal, boys, laid him down to rest. Semicolon's a little more elaborate. I weep to mourn over his grave, and to me, boys, it was sad. Space I knew down beneath that mound was the best pal I ever had. Period. Or there's many different ways of playing it, you know. Or like a full stop is. Where you articulate every part of the run, mm-hmm. So that's the period. That's how Charles saw it.
Do you do any of those smiley faces people do on their computers? You know, the little winky things and all that. Never mind. By the way, speaking of Elvis from before, I just want everybody to know that Brian Sutton was just at a guitar convention of some kind and got Scotty Moore's autograph. Mm-hmm. He was the guitar player, played with Elvis on Blue Moon of Kentucky and all that stuff.
Yeah, I got St. Barbara Scotty
there. Aha, you didn't tell me before. That was this. That's what I was getting at or something. I knew there was something besides getting lucky with good hair, you know. Anyway, you guys want to do a duet or what do you want?
About the run. How do you see the run?
Oh, the run. Tell us about
you
the run.
What? I'll tell you what. I never heard it explained that way, and that's great.
That's Charles Sawtelle, yeah.
Yes, that's great, the commas and all that. You know, I never thought about it, but... that's the way to explain it. I can't add nothing to that.
Well, I'll tell you, on a serious note, you know, Charles would be very pleased to know that even now it's 4 years since he's gone, and here we are talking about his ideas still right now. That would make him very pleased. Yeah. While they're talking about it, you know, there's a lot of movement now in the direction of no runs at all from the guitar. And I hear it's been a big controversial topic on eBay, or not eBay, Bgrass L, which is your basic parking lot discussion times 150,000 people giving their opinions about everything. But Dan Tominski and Alison Krauss's band is an excellent flat picker, but chooses to go ching and ching and ching and ching and ching like that. And a lot of guitar players are playing with none of the bass runs. And I don't think Charles would approve. Not that he's down on any particular musician, but
one thing
those
I would say,
runs are a real big part of the sound.
But the runs also, it's like if you're going to use one microphone, you've got to kind of lighten up when you get up to it. And it takes a little balancing to get used to it. Mm-hmm. And the runs are really part of all the overall way of playing the guitar. And one thing Dell does is like if you're going to... you're singing a song and it's going to go to the, it's starting at like in A and it's going to go to D, you know, the right move would be the run with the seventh. That was like the complete way of playing the guitar, is to play the seventh chord going into the four. And so you can also lead from, let's say you're an A, you can also play the seventh in the run. So there's a lot of ways to do it, to interweave it together so that it's not just a... It's really the runs are a part of a transition as well as a phrasing thing.
And I'll tell you, the articulation, how clear it sounds when either of you guys does that is just cool. I just like to hear it. Anyway, you guys going to do a song, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, the singing thing is not going to happen because I was hoping we could not do it. And then Steve came up and said, did you want to do that? I said, no. He says, good. So we're going to just play right up till the end of the time without making you all sing with us.
Okay.
But then you'll go sing later.
Okay. Well, you know, Pete, what we thought we'd do, Peter and myself, do a duet, and we'd like to do one of the very earliest bluegrass songs that was recorded by Bill Monroe and Lester Flatt singing a duet. And, of course, Earl Scruggs. Chubby Wise, I think he played a little fiddle on this, didn't he? And, you know, a lot of folks think this was a fast song, but it wasn't. It was just like kind of a swingy tune, you know. And it's I can't remember the name of it. It starts out, "Tonight I'm Alone Without You, My Dear."
Little Cabin Home.
Little Cabin Home on the Hill. That's one that Lester Flatt wrote about his little cabin home, I reckon. And then Bill wrote one about his house up there in Kentucky. What was that? On My Way Back to the Old Home, yeah. But we're not going to do On My Way Back to the Old Home. We'll do the other one. Oh, yeah. What? I don't know how to start. Dirt.